Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to This Is Why We Stand on Westchester Talk Radio. I am your host, Joe Arcino, and it is an honor to be here celebrating girl power at the Police Athletic League of Yonkers. Of course, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. It is a great honor to have Allie Goldman with us again.
Thank you.
You all know her voice. You've heard her on the program before, but we always are bringing new people on. So, Allie, I'm really glad we were able to get you on here because it really is such a joy to have been able to watch kind of the growth of tennis serving vets, to kind of see you coming and introducing it, to now seeing how it's really becoming a really great big thing. You guys got your Facebook page, Tennis Serving Vets. You've got an event coming up later in February, which we'll talk about. But can you just, like, tell us about what it's been like to watch this great journey? Because you just have so much passion
It's been unbelievable, rewarding in every sense of the word. I don't even know where to start with that one. For example, I'll give you a short story of an older veteran. I'm not sure where he served, but he was an older veteran. He was overheard talking to someone watching the tennis, saying he had been very depressed. He hadn't really come out of his house. He couldn't really do anything. But you know what he did that day? He came out to my event. He didn't play. He was watching, and he was talking. And that, to me, is a huge first step, because hopefully next time he'll get on that court.
Yeah.
And that was huge for him. I mean, people don't realize, especially with depression and what people suffer in PTSD, sometimes walking out of the house itself is a big feat. And a lot of people don't realize that. And for this guy to just come out when he had not been out of the house in weeks was huge for me, and saying, wow, my program, Tennis Serving Vets, and Luis's program, Tennis Serving Vets, is literally helping people. This is what we set out to do. This is what our program sets out to do, is help people, help veterans. They need us. So I'm hoping to see this person back at our next events, and whether he plays for an hour next time and leaves and then grows into 2 hours next time and then comes back to every event. Small steps or big steps? That's what people forget. Small steps or big steps. So that's one story I have to share. The other story is that we have some volunteers that come, friends of mine bring their children to, like, check in, the veterans, talk to them. The veterans enjoy having the kids around. I even have one of my friends, her son became a pen pal.
Oh, cool.
Of one of the veterans, and they just couldn't be happier about it. And now you've got intergenerational, like, contact and just loving each other. And it's been even more than I hoped it would be.
It's really just amazing. It's one of those things where, you know, from all the veterans I've been able to talk to on the show, especially when younger kids show them that respect and that appreciation, it means the world to them. And I'm sure for you, you've been around it enough now where you've been able to see when you get a room of like-minded people like that together who've served, they know what it's been like. They know what the struggle. They just have an instant connection. They have an instant bond. And like that first story you said, it hits me too because, you know, I've seen that. You know, somebody's struggling with something. Yes. You meet a room full of people who've been through
that. Right.
You talk with them. You see it.
That's powerful. Why it's not only tennis and fitness, but it's also a social experience for them to get them out. Get out there and do something great. Feel good about yourself. Even if you stay 10 minutes and the next time you stay 20 minutes, you've won. It really is step by step, and it's different for everyone. And in the case of the child who became a pen pal, the two of them continued. They couldn't be happier with each other, and they share stories. And my friend whose son it is who does this, she's ecstatic to have him. And she said to her, her son said to my friend who's his mother, he said to her, "Mom, I need to do this again. I'm really enjoying working with the veterans. I love them. I want to come back and help out with you." So it's now spreading to children who want to help the veterans.
That's fantastic.
I know.
Are tennis players as well, or are these young guys?
Well, I have a lot of tennis playing friends. So
this
child is actually an amazing tennis player.
Cool.
I think he's eight. He and his brother play tennis, and they're fabulous, and their mother play tennis, who I'm friends with. So it runs in the family there.
Oh, yeah.
And they love the sport, and the way that they bring the sport to these veterans, just seeing that bond, and I have pictures of them talking to the veterans, it's just a wonderful thing. Again, better than I even hoped for. And it's spreading, and we have more dates on the calendar. I'd like to share those dates.
Absolutely.
They are February 22nd, March 29th, April 26th, March 24th, And that will be all until the summer. And at the summer, we usually have them at Greenberg, which is outdoors.
The outdoors.
And we're going to start working on that as soon as the spring progresses. And then we go back inside, you know, as the fall starts. All these are on a Friday. They're always from 8 to 10. And the Yonkers Tennis Center, Joe Curto, the owner, so kindly gives us the entire place for ourselves. The entire club is just dedicated to veterans that night for those few hours. We don't pay. He donates all his courts. He's a wonderful human being. The whole staff at Yonkers is wonderful. We have a lot of people volunteering from there, and we couldn't be happier about working with Yonkers Tennis Center and Greenberg in the summer. So those are the upcoming dates. We do have a Facebook page, Tennis Serving Vets, so please look for us on Facebook, and you'll see all the events posted on there, newsreels, clips, all types of media. You can also, our event is on Eventbrite as well. So if you search Tennis Serving Vets on Eventbrite, you'll be able to find that and register. Registration is free for all veterans. You just have to register so that you are reserved your spot. I would like to add that Whole Foods will be sponsoring this event.
Cool.
They will be donating food again for the veterans, as they kindly have been doing. They will also be giving us raffle items. And Costco, as well, is giving us raffle items as well. And then I think Home Depot is now joined in to give us raffle items. So we've gotten really good feedback from the Ridge Hill area, which is the close area to Yonkers Tennis Center. They want to get involved in that community. Who doesn't want to be involved with veterans in the tennis community?
You know, and that's,
they all do.
That's one thing I always find, and it's everyone wants. This is something that everyone can get behind.
Yes, they
do. You really feel like when you put in the work like you're doing, and you've done so much,
thank you.
And you create this platform, other people are going to find, and they're going, what can I do to help? And you've certainly been doing that.
Absolutely. And the area around Yonkers Tennis, which is Ridge Hill, they've got a number of great places, like I said, you know,
beautiful
Costco, Home
places,
Depot, all that, Lowy's, the AMC, I really is AMC, I think, maybe it's the movies. We've got a whole place there that wants to join in and be helpful to these veterans. And it's down the block, Yonkers Tennis Center. And Greenberg is not so far ahead of that. So we're really happy to get some sponsors. They've been more than wonderful to donate, I mean, Whole Foods to donate food. We love partnering with them because they are health and fitness. That's who represents health and fitness. And we want to show these veterans, it's not just you come out and do this for the day. It's a lifestyle change. You want to be healthy and happy every single day of your life. And you know what also, and I've said this before, you could play tennis anywhere. I work for the USDA Eastern Section. Tennis anywhere is so important because you can literally build a small net, take small rackets with a smaller ball and a lighter ball, actually, and play anywhere. You could play in this gym right here, just rallying with each other. So you can really do it anywhere, and that's the beauty of tennis. And I'm just so happy with what's become. Luis Chirinos, my founding partner, and myself, we're so excited. We have Isaac Cortez, Michael Balagraki, who are other founders, and they do outreach. Luis Chirinos is the director of tennis. He's wonderful on court. You should see Luis
on
court.
We've had him on the show.
He's a rock star on court. They enjoy everything he sets up for them, so he's been awesome. And we have a great volunteer staff who are just like Allie and Luis, when are the next ones? We want to come. Let us know. So they have not turned down any of them, our volunteers.
That's fantastic.
They just want to be there.
You have a great group of like that who are all behind it, it just makes the job even more rewarding.
Yes.
What do you think for you, start from when you started till now, what would you say is the most common thing that really you thought like, wow, this is just... It's just a reoccurring thing that has happened over and over.
The reoccurring thing that happens over and over is that they are excited to get on that court. They cannot wait to get on that court. They're coming in there spunky and with all types of wonderful personalities. Can't wait. They get competitive, which I love seeing the competition.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing with an 85-year-old veteran.
Wow.
He was a lefty. He was so good. He won a point off me, too, or two. He was fabulous. He looked very deceiving. He was a player. He was so happy to play and win points and, you know, again, all ages. That's what I'm also consistently seeing. It's not just older folk. It's younger
veterans.
We've
got a nice range.
We have a range of people from, you know, Desert Storm, Afghanistan, going all the way back to Vietnam and now Korean War. And, you know, I mean, we've got a real range, and they all interact with each other so well. It is fabulous to see. They make friends, they talk, they socialize. They're just wonderful people.
That's
all. Couldn't be more happy.
You know, before I met you and Isaac, I knew very little about tennis. But from the many times you guys have come on this program, it's really an eye opener to see.
Thank you.
I think most people, when you think about athletics and sports, you always think, you know, there's a point you reach an age where you don't get to play and enjoy it anymore.
Well, you do.
Tennis, exactly. It's one of those things
where people talk about age all the time, and I always say, look at Roger Federer, look at Serena Williams, look at Tom Brady. You know, the guy's 41 years old.
He's still winning a couple of things, right?
You know? So age now has kind of gone out the window. You've got people progressing and winning and competing at all ages of life. And you know what? It's not about winning. If they're enjoying it and getting out there, I've seen people 100 years old play in leagues. Like, you know, like almost 100, just hitting around these few centurions that are around. They love tennis. They're still playing. Well, it's awesome to see it.
I know you made a nice TV debut just not too long ago, right?
Yeah.
And you were talking about dieting, things like that. Uh-huh. I think, do you think that's one of the most important keys is, you know, is because especially when we look at a guy like Tom Brady, one of the reasons he's been able to sustain that level so long is because he eats, his diet is so impeccable.
Diet is actually, I'm not a nutritionist by any means, but I mean, thinking about it, being an athletic and everything that I am, diet plays a huge part, and it can make you feel good. It can make you feel bad. Obviously, you know what the healthy foods are. It's also individualized for every single person. Maybe someone needs gluten-free, the other person doesn't. This one's allergic to this one's not. You have to sort of, it'd be cool if everybody can work with a nutritionist and find out what works best for them, but a lot of it could be trial and error too. What makes you feel good, what doesn't. Getting, I think, you know, everything in moderation, we talk about, right? And there are obviously some things you don't want to eat because they're not healthy for you. But I think moderation is really important. And just being able to eat the healthiest foods out there and making sure that you're actually doing it for the sport that you're playing for. Because sometimes you eat differently than when you play tennis and then when you play football. So you have to make sure you know which sport you're playing. Yes.
Well, Ali, it's always so good to see you again. I'm really glad we were able to get you back out here. You should be so proud of
everything.
Thank
you.
All
I appreciate
the people who help you.
Thank you.
We're always happy to have you on here.
I can't wait to come back.
Don't forget, everyone, you've got a next event coming up on February 22nd. Don't forget to go and like their Tennis Serving Vets page. Whether it's you or Isaac or Lewis, one of you guys, you're always welcome on the show. So we're looking forward to hearing from you again. Ali, thank you so much.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our Celebrating Girl Power event at the Police Athletic League of Yonkers. I'm your host, Joe Arcino. This is, of course, Westchester Talk Radio. And we are, of course, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. I have with me here Diane Pratt. She is a transition and wellness coach and Reiki master. I can almost say in all my radio career, I have never been able to interview someone with a title like that. Very cool. And you gave some really great talk before with some of these special young ladies today. First, tell us what brought you out to this event today.
So I was lucky enough to be in the event last year, and I had met Belle Rena at the Yonkers Chamber of Commerce. And at the chamber, you get to say what you do. You know, you get a little elevator speech. And when I, what my coaching really is to the voices in our head that stop us, and that's really what I spoke to, which is we want to do something, but then there's that voice that stops us. Eventually, we get to it, but not in that moment. So what's the change that we need to get to it in the moment and not later? Because sometimes later never comes.
What do you think is, I mean, this is a great event. We see there's people are moving, there's wellness, there's activity, there's positive messages here. What does it mean to you to be able to come here and share some of your knowledge with these young ladies?
It's just really, I'm honored to do that. I love what I do, and I love sharing it, and I'm presenting a message that everyone shares, but just in a different way.
Absolutely.
Right? So we have to hear things several times before it sinks in. So we can hear the same message four or five times, but maybe by the 10th time we actually get it. So I'm just happy to do that.
Could you take us through a little bit about what the Reiki Master involves? I mean, obviously, to master anything, you have to go through a lot of hard work, a lot of practice, a lot of training. Tell us a little bit about what that journey was like for you and what that it means.
Okay. So I participated in Reiki, and I did it for myself. I worked in corporate. It's very stressful, although
Absolutely.
I loved my job. And I wanted a modality that I could do by myself. And so I looked into Reiki, and you have Reiki 1, where you really just learn about the basics, and it's about self-care. Reiki 2, you learn how to practice on someone else, and that's usually on a table. The first Reiki is on a chair. And Reiki 3 is really working with your intuition when you're with a client to know what there is. And I just want to preface that Reiki is not to take the place of any medical visit or any medication. Reiki is an addition because it enhances your body. It allows your body to relax, which then allows your body to receive the medication that you need or whatever the illness may be. And in everyday life, it just allows you, even if you don't have an illness and you're not taking medication, over a prolonged time, it's a calming agent for your system. And you get to be more focused.
Well, you know, I think focus is a big word, and I heard you talking about out there kind of the social media aspect. I think anybody who's young these days, we're always attached to whether it's our phone, our tablet, or anything, and it's easy to lose our focus sometimes. What would you say is one of the key ways kind of, because I think it's one of those things where we can always rediscover our focus. It's just sometimes a matter of putting the phones away, putting the tablets away. What are some of the tips you would recommend for young people, or even the older adults who maybe sometimes feel like they're too attached to their technology?
So as I think older adults, and older is anybody over 15, right? We think that we're not tech savvy, but I actually use the phone or my computer.
You're recording your speech up there.
Yes,
so,
I did.
Yeah.
I recorded that, but I also use it to time myself.
Okay.
So when I do go on social media, I give myself an hour. And when that bell rings, I have an opportunity to say, you know what, I still have 30 more minutes, or no, I need to wrap it up and move on to the next project. So I actually use my phone to time myself so I don't get caught up in it. Because it's very easy to sit down, get caught up on Facebook or LinkedIn, read everybody's story, and before you know it, 3 hours are gone and you didn't do what you're supposed to do.
It's one of those things where I'm glad now the phone has a timer where it tells you how long you've been using it. Because, like you said, it is very easy to get caught up in it. We have all this information at our fingertips now, and it can be very easy to get totally absorbed in that.
Absolutely.
But it's very interesting, and I did really enjoy the message that you're sharing with these kids today. Is this something you do in other places? Is this one of the things that entails your the coaching aspect of your position?
It does. It's part of my coaching. As a matter of fact, after this event, I'm going to another event with a family that, because I also do grief coaching, going to another event where a family had lost someone, and although it's been a year or two, but grief has no timeline. And just going to go over what actually happens when we grieve and what that process is. And so for some people, it's just as raw today as it was 2 years ago. And for other people, they've already moved on. And what happens in grief is we don't understand both spectrums. The person that moved on doesn't understand why the person hasn't, and vice versa. Like, how can you forget them? But we never forget our loved ones.
Yes.
They're always with us. And that is a fear that we have initially, and that's why the healing process does take so long sometimes.
Absolutely. I think it's very interesting. Like you said, we all do heal in our own different ways. Sometimes it can take a lifetime for some people. But
exactly.
There's always people like you out there to help for people who need it, though. For anyone who wants to get in contact with you, is there a place, you have a website, anything like that?
I do. They can call me at 914-589-8877. They can also email me at Diane@PhoenixForLifeCoaching, and that is Diane@PhoenixForLifeCoaching.com. My website is Phoenix for Life Coaching as well. And they can look at both. Best way to contact me is to text me or email me.
That's great. Diane, we really appreciate your time today. You're doing some really important work.
Thank you, Joseph.
Really appreciate it today. And you did, your speech out there was terrific.
Well,
really
wonderful.
Thought it was very meaningful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Everyone, I'm Joe Arcino. You were just listening to our friend Diane. Make sure to check out her website, all those other things. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our program. I am your host, Joe Arcino. We are here at of course, covering and celebrating girl power at the Police Athletic League of Yonkers. We are, of course, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Right now, our guest, this is a nickname you're not going to forget, Blady McBeth. Lady McBeth, as cool as it comes, you had a great message out there explaining roller derby to rollerblading to all these young girls out here. What brought you out here today?
Well, we had actually participated in the Girl Power event last year,
okay.
And we had such a blast that we wanted to make sure that we were able to get our message across
cool.
again this year and spread the power and the love of roller derby.
Well, I mean, that's one thing, you know, you definitely bring the energy, and it's certainly a sport. You could just tell, I didn't know much about coming into this, but you just tell very easy from the drills your girls were running, there's got to be a lot of passion behind it. There's got to be a lot of toughness behind it, too. What got you involved in the sport?
So I actually grew up with a skating background, having grown up in Mamaroneck, where it's a big hockey town, a big ice skating town. And I would find myself on the rink on a constant basis just because I love the feeling of skating.
Okay.
Then as an adult, I find out about this sport, roller derby. And if you'd ever seen the movie Whippet, that's what everybody thinks. It's the most common conception that it's misconception that it's based on bank track roller derby, the old-fashioned thing that half of the time it's just, you know, rigged, like professional wrestling can somewhat be rigged. And I said, what, like the movie Whippet? And that's everyone's answer. And no, I promise you, it's this totally different thing. It's this new sport. You don't play it on a bank track. You play it on a flat track. I said, well, what do I have to lose? I'm going to give this a try. Now, I thought coming from a skating background, it'd be so easy.
Yeah.
No, I was on my butt the first moment I put those skates on. And I think it's that exciting drive that you're trying something new. And the first thing that we teach at Suburbia Roller Derby is that you have to learn how to fall down so you can pick yourself back up. And that's what I love. I love that message.
It is a great message.
When we teach you how to fall down, we expect you to get up and to continue to keep trying.
Now, before, you explain everyone here how you got the nickname, but we'll save that for the air, too. But what would you say to someone who's, you know, thinking, I want to try it. I don't know if it's for me. I don't know if I want to get knocked down. What would you tell those people why they should give it a try?
Well, I would give them a couple of reasons. And the first is, go check out a roller derby bout. Check it out. See what it's all about live. Don't just pay attention to the game. Pay attention to the people at the game. Pay attention to the people working on the game, at the game, teaching people about roller derby. Pay attention to the teammates and their endless stream of high fives and hugs and the way that even opposing teams celebrate each other. And I think that if you want to find a place where you can be in a positive environment that celebrates anything in a way of women's support, I guess. So if you can find a way where you can find this positive environment, it's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to fall down. Then I think that it speaks volumes to why you should give it a try. So I would say go to a game. And I would also say that Suburbia Roller Derby hosts an event once a month here at the Police Athletic League in the morning from 9 a.m. until 11, and it's called Skate It Out. And it's more like a skate workout.
Cool.
You don't have to hit each other. Anybody can join as long as you're 18 and up. Pay $10. We can get you some skates, some gear to wear, and just have fun with us.
It's a great way to get introduced to it.
Absolutely. We've actually gained a lot of skaters in the local area from Skate It Out, and they've had such a great time. Or people who just started coming to games because they love watching the sport.
That is really cool. Now, of course, you got to tell everybody on the air, how did you get the nickname Lady Macbeth?
So I am an avid Shakespeare fan, and I said to myself, well, how can I connect my background and my love for theater with the sport of roller derby? Well, you know who is the coolest, hardest character to play in all of Shakespeare for a woman? Lady Macbeth. You know, you have that crazy Act 5, Scene 1 scene where she's out damn spot, out I say. There's a million different renditions. I said, well, I want to model myself and really take over the alias of Lady Macbeth. And the play on words for the blades is because, you know, hockey skates, roller blades, starting from that background, I wanted to kind of have an ode to that, if you will.
That's really cool. And again, I really like the way, you know, you'd always tell the interaction you had with kids how passionate you are about it, sharing the message with them. It really is something that's very cool. For anyone who wants to check it out or find out more information, you guys have a website. Where can people go?
You can go to suburbiarollerderby.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can like us on Instagram. Just type in Suburbia Roller Derby and you'll be able to find us. And I hope that we can continue to get this message out and get a lot of younger girls to come join our ranks and be part of our crew.
I do
join
too.
Our family.
It's really cool.
You know what? Don't forget, we also love to have volunteers who can be referees. You can send me to the penalty box if you want. And also, if you still love the sport of roller derby and you want to volunteer, there's also positions for non-skating officials too. So you don't have to be a skater to be involved in this sport, which
that's,
is awesome.
That's really cool. Well, thank you for giving us some time today, showing us the way or the ropes. Blade Macbeth, very cool nickname.
So much for having
Pleasure
me.
Pleasure having you on today, everyone. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course. production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.